This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
What is TWS podcast, episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rant's been vindicated.
It's my podcast, I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. All right, we're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready. I feel like the answer's staring at my watch, and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
No blood, ain't no gripping, ain't no punk ass nigga set tripping. Everybody got a stack, and it ain't no crap. And it really don't matter if you're white or black. I wanna take you there like the Staples Singers. Put something in the tank, and I know that I can bring you. If you can't take the heat, get your ass out the kitchen. We on a mission.
Fantastic board. All right, anyway, and welcome to the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy J.Dot Flam, representing the White Pants Society. And I'm going to start this episode like I start every episode by thanking you, first and foremost, for taking the time out of your day to come share with me, listen to my stories, whatever it is that I do here. You could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me, and I do greatly, greatly appreciate that. Shouts to Coolio. You know, rest in peace. I would be remiss if I didn't play something from him, you know, for this week. That one kind of hit me because he was only 59, and I still haven't gotten like all the details of cause of death. I don't really like dig into stuff like that. Like, I don't know. I'm not a big death person, but just playing 59. Like, 59. Isn't as old to me now as it used to be to me. And now it's like, shit, like I might need to go to the doctor. So I might need to take better care of myself. But yeah, I couldn't remember anything but Gangsta's Paradise when I heard the news. And it took me a while to be like, yeah, dude made other songs. Like, it was other stuff. Like, he was a cultural icon at a particular point. Like, I don't know who, like, broke into white people land first, him or Flavor Flav, but whatever, they both, like, they was interchangeable at a point. I shouldn't say that. Anyway, it is sad, you know, that he's gone so young. Very sad. Something else that's sad. This is more fun sad, but it is sad, but it is true, but it is funny, I guess. For some inexplicable reason, like, I haven't been able to figure out. I guess it's just one of those like superstition things that I have, and it just seems to be true. For whatever reason, the Washington football team, Commanders, Boston Braves, whatever they call themselves these days, they'd be the Redskins to me forever. But for whatever reason, that particular sports team and no other sports team, like no other DC sports team do I have this issue with. No other team that I like or root for do I have this issue with. It is just me and the Commanders, right? For whatever reason, we cannot be successful at the same time. It's not possible, you know. One of us has to lose so that the other person can win, the other entity can win. It's a proven fact. Like this year, I start off easy. Like this year, I only did one fantasy football league, and I drafted that team. And you know, they send you like draft grades after, you know, your drafts are over. I got an A+ as my draft grade, and I was predicted by the NFL algorithm or whatever to go 15-0 in my fantasy league this year. Week one, caught the first L just immediately. Like, this super team that was predicted to go undefeated lost week one. You want to know why I lost? Simple. The Commanders won. That's it. There's no other reason you could give me as to why that team, I was projected to win. I was projected, you know, in that particular matchup to win by a large margin. It was all supposed to work out the way it was supposed to go. Commanders won, I lost. Every week since then, I'm fucking undefeated. You know? Commanders winless. Like that, it is a proven fact. We can't be successful at the same time. And so this week, I had an exam to take. And it's a technical exam. I work in IT. And so it's a certification exam. And I don't know, you know, how many of you have had experience with these exams or what other industry exams are like. But IT exams are like, they're written by mean and sadistic people. Like they just, the way these questions are worded and the way the answers are worded, like they just seem like they're trying to catch you on a technicality every step of the way. And it's just dumb. I hate it. I fucking hate it. And so I was like super stressing for this exam I had to take on Sunday. Because I had a busy week and I hadn't prepared the way I wanted to prepare. And even if you prepare, like if you just put your heart and soul into getting ready for the exam, like these exams are not built. They built to try to beat you on some bullshit, like not just beat you because you don't know the material. You can know the material. You just don't know how to take the test. And that's how they get you. So that's what I was going with. But, I got up. I had to take the test at like 5 p.m, which was after the game. So I got up and I was cramming for the exam. I'm texting back and forth with Chad because he's a Cowboys fan. We played the Cowboys this week, which is like our Super Bowl, but that's neither here nor there. So I'm texting back and forth with him. He's trying to make bets with me about the game. It's kind of messed up, right? Because he wanted to bet me for game one, the Cowboys versus the Bucks. And like I don't normally take bets when it comes to sporting events because like I'm already emotionally involved in these games for whatever reason. I know, ladies, y'all don't understand why. I don't necessarily understand why, but I am. Like it means something to me. And so if there's like money on the line, like that's just going to take me to a whole other level of obsession. And it's just, I'll be depressed and shit afterward. Like it's just, I don't normally do it, but he wanted to bet like a dinner or something like that. And so I'm like, all right, whatever. Cause we normally go out to eat anyway. And you know, and somebody, you know, we take turns paying that kind of thing. So it's like, I'm not really going to lose anything regardless of how this goes. We bet on that game. Cowboys lost, which means I won. So I'm owed a dinner. That was week one. This was what? Week four or something like that. So for 3 weeks, I haven't gotten my dinner yet. But, you know, then he waited this week and was like, man, let's bet on the Redskin-Cowboy game. You know, our sides were already chosen. And I said, because I knew the situation with the team this year, I was like, man, I'll take any bet where worst case scenario for me is I break even. Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like they're going to lose. I'm not going to take a bet where I'm going to not only lose what I've won, but then be in the hole. Like, I don't want that. Like, if the bet ends up that I just don't, like, I break even, I'm cool with that. And that's the expected result for me. And so I think we decided that we would bet on a lunch. Like, he still owed me the dinner, but we was going to bet on a lunch. And then, you know, as the game was going along and it was clear that the Redskins was out of it, he let me know where he wanted to go to lunch, which was a very expensive place, much more expensive than where I had picked for dinner. So it's, you know, out, whatever, neither here nor there. But as soon as the game was over and I realized that we had lost or we were losing, I ain't even watched the end of the game. Like, I just saw it coming and I had other shit to do. So, but as soon as I realized they were losing, like, just the wave of calm came over me because I understood at that moment that I was good. This test was good, you know. And I'm sorry. You know, I apologize on social media to Commanders fans, to my people, because, you know, I had to take responsibility for this loss. In order for me to win, you know, they had to lose. But, you know, and usually I'm willing to take the L for my team. I love the Redskins, Commanders, whatever you want to call them. I love them. And if it means I got to lose for them to succeed, I'm normally good on that. But this was about money. And I need this paper. So, you know, things went well for me. I was able to, you know, to pass my exam and the Commanders lost. It is what it is. But, you know, at the end of the day,
yesterday's price is not today's price.
It is no longer today's price, people. Say it again for the people in the back, correct?
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
It is not. It is not. I passed that exam, and now the conversations need to be had. I got another test to take, so maybe I'll save the conversations for the second exam, because we might be talking about it. You know, today's price might not be tomorrow's price, but I don't know. Good day. Good day. Things worked out for me. Didn't work out for my football team, but I don't own any equity or whatever. I don't own any stake in that football team. So it's neither here nor there. But yeah, whatever, for whatever reason, like that's a fact. Like, it's a thing. So, you know, if the Redskins lose, if the Commanders lose, you know, I came up somehow. So just send me congratulations messages every time they lose. It'll be apropos. I'm just throwing that word out there. I don't even know if that's correct. Anyway, let's get on into the Chef Elise report.
Out of Pepe.
Yes, sir, I am. I've mentioned this before, but like the algorithm has got me. The algorithm has got a hold of me. They know me. Like they know me and they know how to get me to buy shit. Like it's really bad. Really bad. Like I get these ads and stuff on Facebook and Twitter. And I'll just be like, I'll be over here. It's like a, you know, like a fat person looking at a dessert menu. Like, God, please help me to not make a decision. Like, you know, I don't need to. I know I don't need to, but you know, I can't help it. I need your strength. I need you to be with me in this moment because they're trying to get me. The devil, get thee behind me, Satan. Like the devil is trying to get me. Please, Lord, help me. They know what I would like. They know what I want. And they throw it in my face all the time. And the moment like I click on one of them, that means that I'm going to see that ad every second of every day until I make the purchase, which they know I'm eventually make. Sometimes I'm proud of the shit that they seem to send my way, like the things that they seem to know I like. Because it lets me know something about myself. You know, like I remember one time I was watching some YouTube videos and like a whole bunch of like gun commercials and guns rights commercials kept coming on. And I started thinking to myself, like, what have I done? Like, what pattern are they picking up on me that they think I want to see this stuff? So I have to question that. But then other times I get stuff where I'm like, all right, they see what I'm trying to do and they see who I am. And I'm proud of that. So they hit me with a lot of family activities lately. Like I get hit with all these. Anytime anything is going down in Austin, if a festival or something like that, or I get hit with tons of ads about it. And I guess that's, you know, just a sign that I've shown interest in trying to find activities for me and my daughter to do. So this like 2 weeks ago, I saw these ads for this Water Lantern Festival. Let me take a sip. Hold on. I can't talk right now. Water Lantern Festival. And it piqued my interest. Let's be clear about something first, though. I don't like the outside. I fucking hate outside in general. Any place that's not indoors, it is outdoors, outside, I don't like it. Fucking hate it. Even in small doses, like I like sitting on my patio. But maybe only because indoors is in close proximity and I can escape the outside whenever I'm ready. But even when I'm out there, like just something about outside, shit flocks to me when I go outside. Just shit. Just all of the negative, bad things in the world just seem to flock to me whenever I step outside. I'm talking bugs, homeless people, I don't, whatever. It just shit flocks my way. Whenever I step outside, when I was in the eighth grade, I remember this. I think we went on a field trip. I don't even remember where we went because the memory of what the fuck the field trip was about was erased by just the fact that like shit flocked to me on this trip. We're on a trip with it's a lot of us. It's a whole class and teachers and stuff like that. And we all walking together. And then somehow, some way, a bird shit directly on my shoulder. It didn't get anybody else. It wasn't no like splash damage for anybody else. It just got me. It just hit me. Just like they targeted in on me. You know, and I had a, I think an algebra teacher or something that was, I forget what, where she was from, but she was trying to convince me that it was a sign of good luck. That like, you know, that when like something purely random like that, that don't really happen to anybody else, happens to you, that's like a sign of good luck that in her country, bird shits on you, something good gonna happen. I was like, fuck all of that. Like a bird just, I've never since or before then seen it happen to another individual. And then years later, I'm outside in a suit and I see it this time. I see a bird dive bomb, like it's in the sky. It dives. It makes a dive maneuver, comes down. And I even saw, like, I don't know, what do you call a bird turd? Sorry that rhyme. Whatever. I saw the little nugget. I saw it get released. And I tried, and I could see it coming toward me, and I couldn't believe this was actually happening. I tried to stop short so it wouldn't hit me, but it caught me right in the crotch. Who else does that happen to? Who? Who else? Does that anybody else got a story about a bird shitting on their crotch in a suit? I don't think you do. But for whatever reason, this stuff happens to me. So I hate outside. I hate it. But anyway, those are the extreme cases. Most of the time when I go outside, it's just like bugs messing with me or whatever. It's not my thing. If we go to a restaurant together and they ask us if we want to sit outside or inside, you already know my choice. Like, woosah. Anyway, I do tolerate the outside for my daughter. That's how much I love my little girl.
Out of Pepe.
I sure am. I go outside for these soccer games, you know, which... I try not to show people how much I don't like being out there because I'm supposed to be a happy dad at my daughter's soccer game, but I'll just be counting down the minutes until we can get the fuck from outside. It's October. It's October. I don't care what it's like where you are. It's October in Texas. I sat at a 12:30 soccer game in a t-shirt for an hour, and when I came home, my forearms and my chest were two different colors. That's what's going on out here in Texas, man. This is why I haven't kicked off hoodie season on the store, because it ain't hoodie season. I'm jealous. I want to wear hoodies, and I can't. This is fucking Texas. Outside. Anyway. But I saw this ad. Let me get back. Sorry for the tangents. What I do. But I saw this ad for this Water Lantern Festival, and it just seemed like something that Elise would love and would be like a cool thing for us to do. I talked to her mom, told her I was interested in it, because it was going to be not on my weekend, you know. So I was letting her know I wanted to do it, you know. I could come get her, or we could all go together, or whatever, you know. And they were all down for it, so I went ahead and I bought tickets. You know, I got the deluxe package for the festival because it came with like a mat to sit on, and Lord knows I wasn't going to sit on the ground outside. I also bought like some glow sticks and like this little light up flower crown. It was so super cute. Like, you know, like being a girl dad just changes you. I never thought I'd be like looking at like this kid in a flower light up crown and just in my just, oh, like I have them aw moments way too much, way more than I'm comfortable having. But it just happens. It was really cute. But anyway, we got out there. We started setting up. We started decorating our lanterns. Elise turned into a hippie, like just out of nowhere. She's just like dancing around with this flower crown on, and and having a ball. So it was Elise and I, you know, my ex-wife and her husband, and like Elise's best friend from school and her parents and sister and stuff. All came out. So we had a little group. We had a little group. We were chilling, decorating lanterns, and just having a good old family-friendly time. I wasn't having a good time. It got better. It got way better. But in the beginning, I wasn't having a good time. Like, yeah, we sitting out on the grass. I got my little foldable chairs and stuff, so I'm not that exposed to the outside. But we're sitting next to a pond or whatever the fuck this body of water was. And it's I said something to my ex-wife about like the smell. She's like, oh, it smells like farts. I'm like, no, it don't. I'm not thinking in my mind, I smell the smell. And yes, it does smell reminiscent of farts out here. But I clearly understand that what has happened or what is happening is not a large group of people in an area and everybody farted at the same time and had a whole place smells like farts. No, it smells like farts because nature has been shitting everywhere. It's duck and goose shit and probably dog shit because, you know, and dog owners, like, just understand it's not cool. Pick it up. I like dogs, but I would never own a dog because I don't want to pick up the shit. I didn't want to change my daughter's diapers, but I did that because I love her. I don't think I could ever love an animal to that degree where I'd just be comfortable with, like, having to put my hand in close proximity to their feces. Like, it just would never happen. So if you make that conscious choice to own that animal, pick your shit up. Don't leave it out there. Yeah, I know it's natural. It's going to biodegrade. I fuck all of that. This whole park smelled like ass because just random shit had been shitting for however long on this. And so the whole time I'm walking around, like, I just know that that's what my feet are touching. Like, that's what this mat is laying on. You can burn it. I don't want it. You know, all of that. Anyway, so I wasn't having the best time. But then the magic happened. Just the magic. It happened. So they had these. they sold these. When I went to buy the tickets, you could buy all these extra things to go on top of it. The mat was one of them, but that came with my tickets. The glow sticks were in there. The little flower crown was in there. And then they also had these, it's like they called it like an inflatable chair or an inflatable like couch. But it wasn't, because this is a very hippie and nature type festival. So it wasn't like something that you inflated with a pump or anything like that. You're supposed to like open it and just like scoop up air. I'm laughing because I see it already. You're supposed to just like scoop up air and then like close it real fast and do that to like inflate the chair and then sit on it. And I thought about buying it. I thought, you know, comfortable thing to sit. Elise would like it. You know, my ex-wife is expecting, you know, she's only a couple weeks away, probably maybe be a comfortable place for her to sit. Like, I really thought about buying it. And normally, like I said, I see stuff like this. It catches my eye. It eventually happens. Somehow, I avoided purchasing this chair. And I had forgotten about it. Like, chair was out of my mind. Whatever. I get to the festival, surrounded by the fart smell. My daughter's a hippie. You know, whatever. I'm outside. All kinds of things to just grind my gears. And then I look up and several people around me bought these chairs. And when I tell you, I've never seen anything more retarded in my life. I've seen one thing slightly more retarded. And I've never used the word retarded to describe a person. If you have Down syndrome or you have a handicap or a disability or learning disorder, whatever it may be, that to me, that's not retarded. That is whatever it is. That is Down syndrome. That is, you know, whatever. Whatever that is, that's what that is. I've only ever used the word retarded to describe a person with no handicaps, no disabilities, no learning disorders, no real nothing at all. But this person is still displaying an extreme level of ignorance or stupidity. That shit is retarded. And I'm going to call it. I mean, that's what I know to call it. That's what I call it. So I don't mean any offense by it. I'm a Neanderthal. I apologize. But yeah, the only other thing I've seen more retarded than these people trying to fill up these whatever chairs was me trying to eat a snow cone. Apparently, I don't know how to eat snow cones. I didn't know this until this weekend, but now I know. And don't offer me no damn snow cone because I ain't doing it again. You know, my daughter and I went to the food truck area to find something. She saw the snow cone guy. She wanted snow cones. Somehow the snow cone person was advertising them as nutritious. So we got, that was her way of swaying me. Dad, they're nutritious. I'm like, whatever. We'll do it. So we got snow cones. I got one for her. I got one for her mom. I got one for me. And I'm sitting there trying to, you know, everybody, it's a million people out here. Not a million, but it's a lot of people out there. Most of them got snow cones. And everybody's just, you know, they get you a little spoon. And everybody's going to town. I could not, for the life of me, scoop ice into a spoon and get it to my mouth without shit just falling all. It was fucking retarded. Like, I didn't know how to eat a snow cone until 2 days ago. And obviously I don't. And that's the last time I'm going to try. I'm good. But back to these people. That was just, so I mean, it's just a bunch of groaning. It's nothing. I've never seen something that I enjoyed so much just randomly. It was just a bunch of grown-ups like trying to scoop up air. it sounds stupid, don't it? You try to scoop up air in these colorful trash bag looking chairs, and they are trying their hardest. Like, some of them are just like spinning around in a circle trying to get the air that way. Other people are like running with the bag looking like they trying to fly the dumbest kite ever. Like, it was quite enjoyable for me. And then it turns out, and I feel bad for this, it turns out that the couple, Elise's best friend's parents, they bought one of these. And so they're like, right now I got like a clear front seat view to some adults trying to do this extremely stupid thing. And they're trying, and they tried everything. They tried all the techniques. They tried to spin around. They tried to run fast. They tried to all the stuff. And I actually think, that's why I feel bad about it. I actually think they might have had a chance of getting it done. A couple people got it done. It normally happened when I turn my head. So I'm thinking like somebody had like a fan or some shit out there, whatever. But a couple people got it done. I think this couple might have gotten it done if it hadn't been for the fact that I was laughing at them so much that I think it was like, all right, fuck it. We can't keep doing this in front of this guy. Like, he's killing us. This isn't cool. I don't like it. Like, they eventually decided to use it as a tarp. They just laid it down on the ground and like sat on top of it. Like, that's what they're going to do. Inflated or not, they're just going to use it as a tarp. But I'm sorry, guy. I wasn't laughing at you. I was proud of myself. That's what I was laughing. I was proud. There's not many moments I get where I have avoided a stupid purchase. And this was one of the few. And it was a great day. It was a great day for me, man. But yeah, I don't know. We eventually went out. I think Elise got up and talked to, she got on the mic and like told her lantern story and talked about how she loved her mom and everything like that. I think she said dad, but when she says I love my mom and dad, like, she don't say I love my mom and dads. So I never know which dad she's speaking of. And the overthinking, obsessive, alcoholic mind of mine is always going to assume the worst. So I just blocked that shit out. I know she said she loved her mom. But I thought that was cool because she had no fear of the crowd, like none whatsoever. She wasn't shy. As soon as they said you could do it, she was like one of the first people in line. Like, I'm doing it. I'm talking. And, you know, she spoke up loud and clear. It wasn't one of those like sheepish child voices. And so I'm feeling good about that. Like, I've been talking about Flan 2.0 for decades now. And like, Flan 2.0 is here. Like, she is here and she's already surpassing dad in so many ways. And I just, to be able to have my hand and like helping her, you know, grow and progress, it's fucking amazing. So it was another one of those, oh, like, I just got to see her. Like, tell her story to a whole crowd. I don't even think I could do that now as an adult. So hopefully something doesn't kill that in her, you know, in the years to come. And hopefully I can play a part in allowing that to not die. And she can stay this just hippie little flower crown girl, whatever, you know. But But yeah, yeah. So Elise has gotten out of her comfort zone. She did the dancing with the high school band, the halftime show. She's done a couple different things, and now she just is comfortable with it. And she's doing it at 6, you know, going on 7. Yeah, I'm 40, going on 59. But, you know, I'm trying to get there. But, you know, stuff like this week, I realized, like, recently, my most memorable moments, the things I really enjoy more than anything else, have come, you know, from me doing shit I didn't want to do or doing stuff that was outside of my comfort zone. You know, Drea's Point of View just dropped the episode, I think, last week on comfort zones and getting out of your comfort zone. You might want to check that out. But yeah, I'm learning that as an adult. It's like, get out of my comfort zone. Normally, if I see something and like there's a sense of fear about it, you know, that's reason to do it. Like I'm borderline on the point of reckless. Like I'm so tired of being afraid that the moment I feel fear, I'm just like, I gotta more push myself through. We doing it. Like, fuck it. We just going. Like I'm, you know, and I have to do that with just like simple stuff. Like I type up emails at work, and then I normally would sit there and spend like 15 minutes reading it, rereading it, correcting stuff, blah, blah, blah. And these days, like I type it up, and as soon as I start hesitating, I'm like, I don't do fear. And I just hit send. So I probably done sent some fucked up emails because I'm not proofreading shit. As soon as I start to feel that anxiety, I'm like, ah, fuck this, send. Like, boom. So pardon me on like weird tweets or social media posts or emails or whatever you get from me, because I'm just in this space where it's like, yeah, fuck comfort zones. I've been comfortable for a long time, and that's not where the cool shit is. I think Will Smith said, everything you've ever wanted is on the other side of fear. And I'm going to find out. And if you lie to me, Will, you know how you handled the Chris Rock situation. I'm coming to see you. But I don't know. With that being said, that's all I got for this week. I just wanted to share with y'all, you know, my weekend, little epiphanies and shit like that. And, you know, let you know why the Redskins lost, the Commanders, whatever. I just, you know, I need to accept my responsibility in that. And just remind people that
yesterday's price is not today's price.
Price went up. Nigga making moves. With that being said, hit up the whatistws.com/store, the merch store. Get some merch. The hoodies are in there. I just haven't set up a coupon code for you, but just know that that's going to be happening soon. As soon as I can wear a hoodie, you can wear a hoodie. Or sooner. Whatever. But hit up the store. You know, help me get to the other side of fear of financial insecurity. Whatever you want to call it. Anyway. That's all I got. Until we speak again, you know, y'all be safe, be easy, be light. Please, you know, leave a review. Subscribe. Like. Share. Whatever. You know, help the podcast grow. It's been an amazing growth period. I think we hit like number 2 in the personal journals category on Good Pods last week. You know, so close to number 1, but I think, you know, I got nobody to thank but you guys for that. So I appreciate that. But, you know, keep supporting me. Like, review, subscribe, all that good stuff. Until we speak again, like I said, be safe, be easy, be the light. And know this, if you know nothing else, everything you want is on the other side of fear. And I love you. Holla.
Last call for alcohol. Yeah. If this is it, like if this is the last joint, if this is the last hurrah, it's the last call for alcohol, baby. I gotta say, whether you knew it or not, it's pretty much at the finest bar establishment, the finest spirits and libations y'all could have had, baby. You might realize it now, you might have realized it back then, you might realize it later.
Love.